Immortality is the many lives I have touched. Immortality is the many lives I have lived. Immortality is the many lives that I have touched. How do I know about the lives that I have touched? How do I know the many lives that I have lived? How do I know the experiences that I have had on other dimensions living in this body? I live in this body. Now, do I know what I am doing on other dimensions? Do I know what I am doing in other bodies? Do I know the things that I am experiencing in my life? And the answer is yes, of course. We know everything. We are the allness. Our biggest decision is, what do we want to do? How do we want to live our life? What are our values? You know, you say to yourself all the time, I want to play the piano. And whether you really want to play it or not is depending upon whether you play it. And we could be a Mozart who at the very beginning of his life was able to, in his musicology ability, do all of these things with the violin, with the piano, with all things. And he had that inborn ability. We all do. But in him, it was a stronger inborn ability. It was a stronger experience that demanded to come forth. And it came forth so beautifully. You and I have that same thing. But do we follow through? Are we uninhibited enough to go and let forth whatever it is that is our genius? Are we able to reach out and be who we really are? And the answer is yes. Then the question comes, do we really want to? Do we want to do those things? Are we creating ourselves born in a family that encourages that sort of thing? Are we creating ourselves born in a family that does not necessarily encourage it, but we get out and do it ourselves? We go forth and reveal our own genius, our own magic. We go forth and reveal that so wonderfully and so powerfully. Immortality is the many lives that I have touched, the many lives that I have lived, the many lives that are my reality. And all of these lives are tremendous and powerful and joyful and beautiful. All these lives are magnificent. All these lives are, I'm able to know them. I'm able to be aware of them. I'm able to understand them. But the question returns again and again, do I want to? Do I want to be a soccer player? Do I want to be a musician? Do I want to be an artist? Do I want to be a workman who works 9 to 5? What is it that I want to do with my life? How do I want to be in my world? It's all my decision. And my immortality that I'm aware of is the how many lives that I have touched. The how many lives that I have actually lived. Now, stop and think about it. Just meditate on it for a while and quietly listen to your inner self and say, how many lives have I touched? Well, every life that ever was, is, or could be is now a reality in your experience, in my experience. I can be Jesus the Christ. I can be Napoleon. I can be the Queen of England. I can be a mother, a father. I can be a child. I can be anything at all. I can be a Buddha. I can be anybody or anything, because I am everything and everybody. Now, why is it that I'm not allowing myself to be aware that I am all these things? Why is it that I'm not allowing myself to be aware that all of these things mean something to me? I am the birds that fly in the sky. I am the ocean water that rumbles along the sea bottom or the sea top. I am all. And whatever I feel about, whatever I touch, My immortality is the many lives that I have touched, the many experiences that I know. And the same is for you. Your life is the many experiences you have touched, the many things you have done, but you are not necessarily aware of it. You're not necessarily caring about it. You're not necessarily giving it your attention, but you can. You can, if you wish. But what is it that the great minds do, the great creative beings do? They go from one dimension to another. They go from one joyous, magnificent experience to another, and they do not look back. They do not look forward. They look at the now. And they are the most beautiful, fulfilled beings of the now. It is we who look at the words of Jesus when he was on the cross, and he said, "Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" Now that was one interpretation. And a metaphysical interpretation, more properly said, is, "Father, Father, for this was I prepared." I was prepared to take all of the experiences that came with this adventure of life. I was prepared to take all of the adventures that I have in this world of being myself and having fun. And I have looked at all of life not as a challenge, not as something that would be defeating or demeaning of me. I have looked at something as saying, yes, what is my attitude about whatever I'm experiencing? What is my attitude about whatever I am doing? And when I say, whatever is my attitude about what I am doing, I am listening very closely, very sincerely to who I am in myself. Immortality is the many lives I have touched, the many lives I have lived. And I care not for immortality. It is a fact. It exists. All I care about is the now. All I care about is the experience that I'm living right now, the things that I'm doing right now, the things that are important to me right now, the things that make my life exciting and dynamic and wonderful right now. That's all that I care about. That's all that I teach myself to care about. That's all that I teach all in my world to care about. That's all that I share with all in my world. To live in the now, to live this moment. This is my immortality, this moment. This moment I take all of the isness of my universal immortality and I bring it to play. I do not need it as an example because every example I'm living in the now is a new example, a new expression, a new experience of my goodness, a new reality for me. And that's really all that matters, is that new reality for me, because that new reality for me is exactly what I am. That new reality of me is exactly who I am. And nothing else in the entire universe makes any difference at all. I listen to the now. I entertain myself in the now. I delight in the now. And as I delight in the now and entertain myself in the now, and as I am in the now, I am experiencing all that I could ever desire from all of life. And that's who I am. That's what I am. And that's what you are. Live now. Live now. Let all the past be gone, because that was another adventure. Let all the future that is being lived right now and not aware in our consciousness, let that be aware in our consciousness at its right time and place, when its now is perfect. But live whatever experience you have right now as I do. I live my nowness right now. And I am so happy, and I am so fulfilled, and I am so rewarded, because that's the lives that I've touched. It's not what happened in the lives, but that I touched them. It's not what will happen to me, it's that it is what is happening to me right now. That's my immortality. Join me in this awareness. and live in the delight of living in the now. I love you. I love you. I love you.